Right now, I'm going to turn it over to our team leader, our fearless leader, and we all just love and respect this lady, of course. So, Susan Sly, the call is all yours.
Well, thank you so much, Kevin, and thanks for those great announcements. And, you know, we want to just have everyone pull out their calendar. We like to be hyper-organized in team success or whatever team you're on. It's an open call, but get out your calendar. As Kevin mentioned, there are some specific deadlines coming up. March 29th is the deadline for this today, brand new day. We started a brand new director pool and executive pool. So this is actually a five-week pool. So whatever rank you were paid at last night coming into this pool, and just a quick review. So as a director, you can make up to $2,500 a month if you have become a director within the last 90 days. As an executive or one star, you can make up to $5,000. As a two and three star and above, there's actually, you can make tens of thousands of dollars. And so using these pools strategically is very, very powerful and a great motivator for people. And it was one of the key motivators for our brand new Crystal Executive, Melanie Militix. And Melanie hit Crystal Executive in 7 weeks. She's just amazing. And as a one-star Golden Circle, she gets to join the CEO Roundtable, which is awesome. And I know Melanie is very focused with her team on making sure they hit the ranks by these deadlines. So if you're going for the Crystal Reset, which you have until April 15th to hit Crystal Director, regardless, you get five consultants right now. And, you know, you get that sixth consultant, they're going to give you the $750. Don't do it for April 15th. Do it for March 29th so then you can go into the next round of the pool, which is powerful. February 28th is the deadline for this round of the Ice the Body Challenge. So I'm currently in the Ice the Body Challenge, and if you want to enter it and have you yourself qualify for to be judged on at Celebration, then you have to enter it by this weekend. And you know what, Kevin? I have to tell you, I'm not a procrastinator, and our guest knows I don't procrastinate, but I did, you know, in entering the challenge, and here's why. I embrace technology, but the last time I did the challenge, it was asking me, you know, for all these measurements and, you know, all this stuff, and I just wanted to enter. I wanted to hold my newspaper up and enter. Well, guess what? I wasn't the only easy. And when I entered back on January 1st, it took literally 60 seconds to do. So I want you to go to isabodychallenge.com if you're not in the challenge. It's a huge integrity piece, you know, for leaders. And you may say, well, Susan, you know, I don't have the time. I don't have this. But guess what? You're going to attract back to you whatever your excuses are. So just do it. Enter. Be like the amazing people in Team Success, Judy Langmuir, Carolyn Rodriguez, Jen Ramaski, Kellyanne Zander, James Bullock, and so many more who entered it, completed it, and ended up as finalists, which is just huge. So I want to encourage you to do that and make sure that, you know, that's part of your integrity piece going into this next part of your season. And the other thing I want to share very quickly is that I know, you know, many of you are listening in tonight, and you're like, yes, I want to, you know, I'm so excited to have this amazing guest work on my programming, and he is the best at it, I can promise you that. I want to encourage you to get present. I want to encourage you to shut down all of your, normally I say, you know, on social media, post your takeaways and stuff like that. Don't do it tonight. Just be highly, highly present. And next Monday is actually Avery's 18th birthday. I cannot believe my baby girl is turning 18, so I'm not going to be here. But Kevin is hosting a tremendous Gen Y panel. We have Kane Fitzpatrick from Australia. We have Gabe Gannon, who is a beautiful four-star. I don't know where Gabe is at these days. He might be, you know, I don't know. He's supposed to go to Columbus, but he's not going. And then our amazing, of course, Jason Liu. So Kevin's going to be hosting that, and I encourage you to bring your START members, you know, get there yourself and for this tremendous insight. So with that, what I want to go ahead and do is get into the heart of the call. All right. The person I have the honor and privilege of bringing forward tonight is someone who is transforming lives, and he is a person that has, you know, really been a beacon for so many people, myself included, in terms of possibility, and write that word down, because so often we're going through our lives and we're thinking about what's not possible, and he's the person who says, you know what, this is possible, and here's what you're going to have to deprogram in order to get there. this gentleman has literally coached thousands of people, including top income earners in Isagenics, people like myself and Alexis Romano and Carolyn Rodriguez and Jennifer Corliss-Trinkner and so many others. He is a published author. He is an incredible speaker and trainer. And he's also one of my best friends on the planet. And this man means so much to me. And I know that when I'm having a moment or when I just simply need a friend, he is always there for me. So with that, I want to welcome to our amazing Team Success call the incredible Jeffrey Combs. Good evening, Jeffrey.
Hi, Susan. Thank you for having me on tonight's call. It's an honor. I was listening to Kevin. Kevin brought a lot of great energy to the call tonight, so that was awesome to listen to all those people that are being ranked. The rank advancements, Susan, are nothing short than impressive. Great to be on your call tonight.
Well, thank you so much for carving out time to be here. I know that you are in production mode yourself, and this topic, when I asked you to be here, was one that I was looking at because I see so many people who are setting themselves up to sabotage, and they're capable, they have the skills, they know how to do it, but they're not doing it. And I know you know better than anyone how to really assist people with that.
I do, Susan, and actually it's very interesting. The word sabotage comes from a French word. It's from a group of people called the sabots. I actually understand the whole history of how the term got created and what it really means. Sabotage means to avoid or to procrastinate or to create a situation that's unfavorable so I can live and be and feel and stay in disappointment. Now, there's two words that you can take a look at. You can look at sabotage or urgency. Susan, take a look at what's happening with Isagenics. You're a pioneer. You go back to the original beginning, as I do. I remember the first call I ever did was with Ron Reed in 2003. I watched you get started. I became a part of training your team back in 2004. You came to one of my events with Jim Rohn in 2005. And with a sense of urgency, you declared that you would be on the stage in 2006. Now, you did not sabotage yourself because your word is your law, and in 2006, you had over 100 people at an event in Dallas, Texas, and you did receive 45 minutes of stage time with the great Jim Rohn. You did not sabotage that opportunity. But unfortunately, many people do that because there are underlying issues that create the cause and the effect. If you'd like me to really break this down tonight, Susan, I can break down cause and effect of why we do what we do, neurologically what happens in the brain chemistry of why we get stuck, overwhelmed, in anxiety, sabotaging our success. And, Susan, if you're on the line tonight, you must take a real good look at timing. And Isagenics is about to become a billion-dollar company. Records are being created every single week. People are rank advancing faster than ever before. Network marketing and direct sales has a faster speed of light and money and results than ever before, and you can participate in it. You can't lose what you don't have, but you also can't gain what you don't create. So I'll cover the cause and the effects so people have a better understanding of why they do what they do. How's that sound, Susan?
That sounds outstanding, Jeffrey, and I'm prepared to take notes. I have got my notebook ready, my pen ready, and bring it.
All right, so I have until, what, about 25 after the hour?
That is correct, sir.
All right, well, thank you very much. So if you find yourself sabotaging, avoiding, and or procrastinating, then you typically are creating a space to be overwhelmed and then eventually disappointed. The cause and the effect of why you do what you do is going to be a direct reflection of the events, your feelings. And if you see other people rank advancing or succeeding, and you're sitting there going, why not me? Why not now? Well, there are going to be reasons. And if you don't understand why you do what you do, and you continue to use the word, I don't know, then you will continue to stay stuck and overwhelmed. Now, what most of you are not real skilled at is this, skills, S-K-I-L-L-S. Every vocation is a set of skills. And just because you joined the vocation doesn't mean you're entitled to success. And I know many, many of the exceptional people on tonight's call have had the privilege of coaching and spending quality time with you. And many of you have assisted you to understand this, why you do what you do. If you don't understand why you do what you do, you will continue to do the same situation over because neurologically you've become addicted to a set of emotions that keep you overwhelmed, sabotaging, avoiding, and procrastinating. And underneath all of this are your inability to receive, deserve, and get compensated, because a lot of you have unconscious issues when it comes to receiving money, asking for commitments and decisions. It's not your fault, but it's your responsibility to let go. Now, what really sets me apart from most success coaches in the world is I've been doing it for going on my 19th year. My certification did not come from a college or a school. My certification came from free enterprise. I went through network marketing and direct sales going back into the mid-80s, failed miserably my first few outings as I was still addicted to drugs and alcohol and treated it like a hobby, and it cost me money. I got serious in 1990 with a company called Herbalife and started my journey. It took me 8 years full-time to ever really start to reach my potential in the industry. That was an older model of network marketing that no longer applies. Where you are tonight is this is my model. 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, and 24 months from where you are tonight, you can either be a six- or seven-figure income earner, provided you will master a set of emotional skills that will allow you to master the skills required that are very simple to master, by the way. You don't have to be an internet marketer, although your internet marketing skills can enhance your probability of success, but you have to be able to have emotional skills that start with number one, I am good enough. And if you are not good enough, then you will tend to sabotage your success because it would contradict your struggle. If you continue to do what you do, you will get what you get. Now, when you take a look at what's available to you, the opportunity to take trips, walk the stage with Kathy Coover, be able to be recognized by Jim, Eric, go to some of the events in Miami, be mentored by Susan, set at tables with Susan, spend quality time with people like her and Kevin or Carolyn Rodriguez. Well, it's all available to you, but you have to pay the price, and the price must get paid. And the price is not expensive. It does not cost you a lot, but it does require this simple discipline, the emotional discipline coupled with this, the repetition and experience. You must master the emotional skills to become very skilled at asking the questions in a sequence. Selling, marketing, writing sales copy, posting, all of that requires effort, but the most effort you require is going to be able to open your mouth and formulate a series of words that end with a question. But if you have challenges receiving and deserving, that would contradict your struggle. And to let go of that is non-physical. It's not linear, but you have to understand what to let go of. The events that shape the feelings. Your brain creates a neurological network. It's a series of neurons that wire and fire together that create a familiar feeling that have not been let go of based on past event or what create your identity. And if you create an identity that you do this, you're late, you're unorganized, you're overwhelmed, you procrastinate, you avoid, then you will sabotage your success. Then you will end up biochemically creating a series of situations and attracting people to fulfill your feelings. And if that is you and you're shaking your head or your tears dropping on your paper, take a deep breath because that's the reset button. Once you take a deep breath, you begin to release the feelings based on past events of regret and anxieties about the future. Now, where most people miss the mark is they spend more time fearing failure than they do learning success skills. If you've been to an Eric Worre event, if you've been to any of Susan's events, if you've been to company events, if you've been to any of my events, we teach skills. Mindset is paramount as well, and the skills you require are how to effectively communicate, i.e. ask questions, answer questions, listen, hear what's meant, not said, learn how to write some simple sales copy, learn how to connect with people by asking questions, but you have to learn not to talk. If you grew up in a household where you had codependent parents, alcoholic parents, dysfunctional parents, if you had a passive-aggressive parent or someone in your circle of influence, if you got bullied on the playground, bullied by a brother and or a sister, had someone that you were compared to that you couldn't measure up to, it creates deserve issues. Deserve means in Latin, day of service, i.e. deservie. But if you get overwhelmed easily, then you will sabotage your success, avoiding perceived pain that is not real. This is the most common commonality when it comes to people changing vocations. When you have had a job, you've been told what to do. You've grown up in a left-right world. You access your left brain first, and then you get told what to do, and you operate out of a set of rules that you get comfortable in. When you join Free Enterprise and you have the opportunity to live the good life or the 30-second commute from your bedroom to your boardroom, and you're not accustomed to the skills required to run Free Enterprise from the comfort of your home 30 minutes away or 30 seconds away from where you can create results, most people get overwhelmed because you don't have clearly defined boundaries. And the more you understand you require a sense of urgency rather than a sense of sabotage, then you will begin to let go of the control that keeps you in control of your disappointment. Now, if you're addicted to disappointment, and that's a phenomenon that I've been able to really tonight that's free, that's changing lives, that group has gone viral. It's called Guilt Cleanse. I mean, people are posting in that group in a very safe forum to release their guilt. Guilt is going to be the number one reason you sabotage yourself. Your right brain, which is your creative, emotional, intuitive brain, where you see pictures and paint pictures, that's where you create your vision board. Your left brain is where you solve problems, resolve problems, figure it out. It's also where you figure out not to succeed. It's where you get overwhelmed. It's where you get analytical. And your left brain is where you create your addictions. And when you get emotionally addicted to a set of feelings based on sabotage, avoiding, procrastination, because this, you're not good enough, then you will find yourself doing the same thing over and over, getting ready to get ready. And you can even sabotage yourself while you're succeeding to fulfill your feelings of starting over. I know that was one of my addictions in Free Enterprise. I would tend to sabotage myself by doing too much for people. That's a codependent issue. I would virtually set people up to disappoint me by doing too much to them. It's called the Create a Mentorship Dependency Program. That's what I would do. I would do too much for people. I would do all the three-ways, all the training calls. I would be the issue because I didn't trust my teammates to be on their own. This was my early career. And my law of the lid, meaning my law of my money lid, is I couldn't seem to graduate between $5,000 to $15,000 a month. I could never outgrow my own control. That would be my sabotage. Sabotage is going to be like beauty. It's going to be eye of the beholder. There are multiple ways we sabotage ourselves. But the more you understand why you do it, then you can become aware of the cause that creates the effect, and then you can let go. If just doing it were the recipe to the success, then everyone would do it. But when you start to have a better understanding of why you do what you do, you start to understand this, how predictable people are. When you start to understand cause and effect, how people buy, some of their buying habits and behaviors. For instance, here's a little well-known or a very uncommon fact that most people don't know when it comes to certain industries. Let's take the liquor industry. The liquor industry really understands who their most predictable buyer is. It's a woman that's 5'4" and a half and right-handed. And the typical liquors that a woman are going to buy are red wine, white wine, and then the white liquors. There would be rum, vodka, gin, and tequila. So that industry knows that when a woman walks into the store, they have those products at eye level so that it enhances the opportunity to be seen and a purchase or a transaction can be made based on branding. Now, when you understand those basic skills of who your constituents, your customers, your clients, and your potential business and prosperity partners are, then you won't get so attached to the outcome because you start to understand the law of probability. But if you never get around to selling and marketing because you're so consumed with sabotaging yourself or not sabotaging yourself, and that's what many people do. They're so afraid they're going to fail that they get overwhelmed before they even start getting ready to get ready, and they practice shelf help, meaning they have a whole shelf of great self-help products. They go to listen to downloads, podcasts. I coached a woman today who she got home from work. She was going to listen to this phone call, this podcast, this training call. There's 3 hours. She also went and worked out at her gym. There's another hour and a half. She devoted 4 hours to training her physical body and then listening to content, which is good, but that's 4.5 hours. And I said that you're addicted to knowledge, and you have to learn to let go of knowing everything, being right, being perfect. I suggested that she devote at least 2.5 of those hours to AIC time, meaning her rear end was in a chair in a stationary place where she could create post advertising content, prospecting, connecting, and asking questions in a sequence to qualify people for a time and schedule appointments. And that's what most people do. They're so anxious about the possibility of being rejected that they get overwhelmed and they sabotage their success, burning their most valuable commodity, time, 86,400 seconds a day, 1,440 minutes, 1 hour, 1 day. The banquet of time is a commodity or a liability. And if you don't view it as a commodity, then you will sabotage your most valuable commodity, time. Time is a quality you never get back. You don't get back anything that happened in February already behind you. And without in the future, you don't have it yet. So don't focus on what you don't have. Now, you do unequivocally have a vision. You create clearly defined short-term goals. But if you create goals that are so big you can't start, that's how you sabotage yourself. If you're a big deal chaser and someday, somehow, mythically, magically, the success fairy is going to show up in your life and boop, you're granted, you're anointed. It's not going to happen. You're going to succeed by simple, practical discipline, by doing what is required one day at a time to reframe and change a habit, by learning how to ask the questions in a sequence. It's not that difficult. I went out to dinner with my new superstar associate, Alon Amir. Alon and I went to a Greek restaurant last night. Within less than 2 minutes, we had an exceptional busboy's phone number. We never told him anything about what we did. We found everything where he did. He's 19 years old. He goes to a junior college here in Stockton, California. He's well on his way to University of Nevada at Las Vegas. His uncle invented 1-800 balloons. His uncle's a multimillionaire. We found everything we required. We let him know that we had a millionaire mentoring program, and we were looking for capable, qualified young men who wanted to be mentored by people who were millionaires. He qualified for a time. We had his phone number today and called him for as a lead. And when you learn to do that, then you won't sabotage your success. When you think yourself out of what might happen, could happen, won't happen, could happen, should happen, you get exhausted before you start. That's how you sabotage yourself. Then you feel disappointed. Then you feel this blame, shame, hurt, harm, game that most people play. Many people sabotage themselves, then they hurt themselves by being disappointed, being overwhelmed, then they medicate themselves with food, compulsive spending, alcohol, pharmaceutical medication, and then they never get off the dime. Instead of staying on the dime, you want to pick up the hundreds. The way you pick up the hundreds is by rank advancing. So you rank advance, you hit the key points in the pay plan, you hit the star points in the pay plan, and you start to get compensated for your most valuable commodity, time. If you're in internet marketing, network marketing, direct sales, you're learning these skills, you must learn how to create the transactions. That is done through a series of warmth, being genuine, being honest, being open, being able to expose yourself, being able to expose your warmth, being able to be vulnerable, being able to be you. But if you have challenges being you because your left brain says you're not good enough, then you will sabotage your success. Now, when you get so done with this, as C.G. Siddons once said at one of my events, and she really meant it, she said she was so done with this. For 13 months that I coached C.G. early in her career, she never made more than $500 in a calendar month. In the 13th month of my coaching, she attended an event with one of my exceptional teammates and friends, Joe DiBianca. You heard Scott Aaron's name being mentioned on the name? Well, Joe DiBianca is the exceptional young man who was able to recruit and attract Scott Aaron to this enterprise. Joe, in 2012, didn't close one single sale in the entire year that I was coaching him. He and CG were running neck and neck for sabotage that year. At one point, they both came together in December of 2012, in a hazy wave moment at one of my Breakthroughs to Success events, both of them broke through. 2013 was their breakthrough year. 2015 is your breakthrough year. I am me, I am free. That's what you say to yourself tonight. You let yourself that you are so done with this. You let go of being overwhelmed, emotionally intoxicated with the same situation over and over. You let go of your disappointment. You let go of some of your shame, the events that have shaped your feelings, and you step into the you that you really know that you're capable of becoming. Your greatness has not been tapped. Susan is one of the unequivocally most exceptional people in the world at bringing out people's greatness. I'm not too bad myself, but we can't drag it out of you. We can inspire you. We can point you in the right direction. We can lead by example. We can lead from the front. We can lead from the back. We can point you in the right direction. We can create suggestions. And right now I suggest you get your ticket to Celebration because it's only about 3 to 4 weeks and it will be sold out. And if you're one of these people that wait to the last minute to create all this anxiety, to create this adrenaline that you create by making this mad rush to the finish line so you can be overwhelmed, don't do it. It's exhausting. You require inspirational, inspired spiritual energy, white light energy, the energy that people sense and feel, the charismatic energy, the kind that people want to be a part of. You don't have to be successful to have that kind of energy. You have to practice the art of being yourself. You are unique, and there's only one you. Stop trying to be a superstar. Being the number one is overrated. Be your best. Your best is going to come from your best effort. But you can't have best effort when you're addicted to sabotage. Sabotage is what creates the feel-bad feelings that keep you emotionally addicted, physically addicted, stuffing your feelings with food, drugs, alcohol, or any of the components that keep you overwhelmed. When you are overwhelmed neurologically, it's based on a series of events that you keep recreating to fulfill not being good enough. Good enough is like beauty. It's in the eye of the beholder. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be scripted. You don't have to say all the right things. But you have to learn the skills and the of your vocation, and they are not that difficult. The skills are mastered one day at a time. The skills are mastered by opening your mouth and learning how to ask questions in a sequence. Once again, that is the unequivocal fundamental required to create a connection. You have to learn not to talk, not to tell and sell, not to throw up, have a diatribe, not how to astral vomit on people. You have to learn how to ask the questions to see if they have a problem you can resolve. When you can find people who have problems, now you've enhanced your law of averages. Success is going to be based on your law of averages and your developed skill with a mindset conducive to becoming good at what you do. You do not have to be great. You can unequivocally become a five-star in Isogen without having a series of superstars. Isogenics absolutely debunks the superstar myth. People every day are becoming five-figure monthly income earners. Some are becoming five-figure daily income earners. You got to be able to say, why not me, why not now? Do you realize by the end of this year, you can have achieved your first six-figure year? Do you realize, and it's highly probable, if you will practice the simple discipline of success rather than the discipline of sabotage? Do you realize that by the end of this year, you could have your first, not only six-figure year, but some of you, your first six-figure month through the compounded effect? You must take advantage of what you have. Urgency. Isogenics is breaking records. You might as well be a part of it. You might as well be a component of that rather than sitting on the bench. You unequivocally cannot succeed waiting for the perfect, mythical, magical moment. You must be inspired with reasons bigger than your problems. If you've been addicted to your emotions, if you've been addicted to substances, now's the time to stop. There's not going to be a perfect time. You've been an underachiever and an over-obligator. Yes, that's an addiction, an underachiever. Many people in society give, 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 and they serve, serve, serve. They put everyone else first. Giving is a great quality. But if you're addicted to giving and you have challenges receiving, then you'll sabotage your success because of your uncomfortability with attracting people to your enterprise, with receiving money, with not feeling like you can lead anyone. So what that means is you have to change your story. The key to sabotage is to understand your words and your feelings. When you begin to change your words that have become a law and you let go of the laws that no longer serve you, then you will learn to live in a whole different space called prosperity. Prosperity is this. Prosperity is flow. When you live in the hands-free zone, control that keeps you out of control, when you're not consumed with being perfect and right, when you don't have to know all the answers, when you can live in the hands-free zone, when you can GIG get in the game, when you're not consumed with making mistakes, then you can learn the skills. But when you're more attached to failing than you are succeeding, then once again, you will avoid the perceived pain. You will continue to procrastinate, getting ready to get ready, waiting for that mythical, magical moment. Once you get off this call tonight, do something you've been avoiding. That will break a sabotage habit. Something as simple as leaving a voicemail, calling someone that you know or know of, buying a ticket to Celebration, buying a ticket to the Miami event, booking a hotel, anything that will lead to action. There's two ways that action are spelled. Inaction, like I-N-A-C-T-I-O-N, inaction means not action, or in the other form of action is I'm taking action. Action is paramount. Inaction is sabotage. When you let go of what you sabotage, see, many people control their own sabotage. They control their disappointment. There are many terms that are synonymous with sabotage. Avoid, procrastination, disappointment, harm, hurt, blame, shame, they're all synonymous. They all go in the same bag. When you live in guilt, you can't possibly attract your reality, the prosperity seekers you require to collaborate with. It just does not happen. Your energetic vibration is not in alignment with that kind of person. That kind of person ends up with someone else who's spiritually evolved, someone who's emotionally evolved. It has nothing to do with luck. You've got to be good rather than lucky. I'd much rather be good than lucky. You also have to be willing to stay in the game long enough to master the skills. One of my favorite songs is written by the great Garth Brooks, who is now touring this year. It's a song called Rodeo, and in that song he says, it's about a professional bull rider, and he says he'd sell off everything he owns just to pay to play the game. What does that mean? It means that you have to be willing to stay in the game long enough. You have to be willing to bend, be flexible, sacrifice. You have to be disciplined. You may have to let go of some situations that no longer serve you. Ask yourself tonight, what would you be willing to let go of so you no longer avoid the perceived pain? What would you be willing to let go of so you become a producer than a procrastinator? What would you be willing to let go of so you could flourish rather than sabotage? Well, take a good look at cause and effect and why you do what you do, and have some clearly defined short-term goals. It's great to have a vision board, but you have to also be able to see the horizon point right out there in front of you, the vanishing point on the horizon line where you can see at the end, not the end of the rainbow, but right here, right now, a 90-day game plan. Well, a 90-day game plan always starts with today, and you can start over every single day. What happened yesterday is history. What could happen tomorrow is a mystery. What you have now is the gift called time. And when you can turn time into a commodity or an asset, then you won't treat it as a liability. And the more you understand the value of your time, the less likely you are to sabotage your time. You require dedicated blocks of time. It doesn't have to be all the time, but it has to be at least part-time, spare time, some time. But if you don't have time dedicated, then you're going to sabotage your success by trying to wing it to success. And if you're in a addicted winger, I compounded effect. If you're waiting to get lucky, it probably ain't going to happen. It's going to happen about as often as you would win the lottery. Now, because you actually could win the lottery, you could get lucky. But you can't base your success on luck. You got to base your success on skills. The more skilled you become at your vocation, the higher the probability that your law of attraction will change. When you begin to let go of your disappointment, your sabotage tendencies, your energy will change. The energy that will change will attract a different person to your reality. You may have heard people at events say, my lead box is blowing up. Well, the reason that happens is because they're emotionally vulnerable, they're available, they're willing to take risk for reward, they begin to understand the algorithm of social media, they start to attract a different type of person by their vibrational energy, and through synchronicity starts to happen more frequently. Synchrodestiny is when you become completely in alignment. That's someone like Susan who can, on command, speak into existence a reality she's about to create. She can say, I'm going to have so-and-so call me today, and there's a high probability that it does. It's not magic. It's an expectation. When you change your expectation, when you expect to fail, when you expect to get overwhelmed, when your word choices lead to the result you don't want to have happen, I'll say that again. Many people have words that are disempowering. They say words like need to. Now, need to in context means not. It means it's need is a future tense term with no commitment. But when you begin to speak into existence, a reality that's a higher vibration such as I am, I commit, I decide, it takes more inflection to even say that. That kind of energy, that emotional etheric energy, which now moves from anxiety, fear, and doubt, it moves up into awareness, love, bliss, joy, and into enlightenment, you will begin to attract to your reality a higher vibrational energy in people who sense what you are doing. These are the people who watch you on Facebook. They begin to follow you because they begin to follow your consistency. When you're inconsistent, you will sabotage. When you become consistent, you will have urgency. A sense of urgency creates a sense of belief, meaning when you have the belief that is required to succeed, that's a sense of certainty with a sense of urgency. That's a relaxed urgency. When you can come from that place rather than a very frantic, frenetic, overwhelmed energy, then you'll begin to change what you attract. But when you say, oh, my leads suck, no one's signing up with me, these leads are horrible, well, the case is this. A very skilled professional can take any situation and create a result out of it. A very unskilled, addicted sabotager will create a set of circumstances to fill their sabotage. And when you begin to let go of being a victim, then you can move into objectivity, you can move into awareness, then you can become a victor. That's the evolution of life. As a recovering addict myself, 14 years of practicing alcoholism, drug addiction, codependence, being addicted to being overwhelmed and all kinds of emotions that led to suicide, homelessness, living on my parents' couch, absolutely financially destitute, and I just didn't do it once or twice, I did it several times. And the loneliest place to break through is when the pain is great enough. Now, if you're sitting there tonight and you're financially challenged, you have a lot of liability debt, you have poor health, the product isn't working for you because you're avoiding following the directions, and you expect to magically, mythically get great results, it's not going to happen. You have to let go of the control that keeps you avoiding success. See, many people avoid success because of their overwhelmed feelings about the responsibility of success. It takes a lot less responsibility to succeed than it does to be overwhelmed and fail, and that's what most people do. They create a tremendous amount of drama, a tremendous amount of overwhelmed feelings, and they create a lot of cortisol in their body, overwhelming themselves, failing. And if you avoid failure because you're already failing and you have a self-talk that says, I'm not sure if I can, that's what you learn to let go of. The most common terms that I hear in over 50,000 hours of coaching is, I haven't, so I can't. I haven't gotten a result from the product, so I can't share it. I haven't become a six-figure income earner, so I can't tell someone they'll be a millionaire. I haven't, so I can't. Well, first of all, you don't tell anyone anything. You should be asking questions to find out if people qualify for my time. Let go of the control of thinking that you have to have knowledge to succeed. You don't. You have to have skills. Knowledge is overrated. Knowledge is what the left-brained, analytical, egoic world in education, the banking industry, teaches you to be in liability debt. The college loan Ponzi that I see is just atrocious. I see people buying into a system that doesn't work at 8.5% interest, expecting that somehow, someday, they're going to get a great job. It's not going to happen. The best place that you'll ever employ yourself is self-employment. But you have to really buy into the industry, buy into your company, buy into the process. Buying in is not monetary, it's emotional. You have to emotionally buy into your own dreams. And if you don't buy into your own dreams, you end up trading time for dollars who have dreams. That is a job. Then that job will pay you what you're worth. But if you actually get on the freeway and you commute an hour, or you take a bus or a train from Manhattan to Connecticut or wherever it is you do, or you commute in Toronto to the outer suburbs through the snow when it's below zero, and you romance what it would be like to have a free enterprise business from your home, that 30-second commute, well, you could do that, but you'd have to let go of what you perceive to be secure. Well, you don't understand. My situation is many people sabotage themselves because they're not willing to risk for reward. If you unequivocally knew that you would succeed and it was guaranteed, and you had that pot at the end of the rainbow that says $1 million, and you knew that you were going to go on that trip to the French Riviera, I've been to the French Riviera. When I was 26 years old, I took a vacation of a lifetime, and I didn't win it, and my parents didn't pay for it, and I didn't go to school in Europe. I worked three jobs to spend my first dream vacation in the French Riviera. I spent time in Cannes, France, Taoul, France, Saint-Tropez, Monte Carlo. Then I went across the Italian border to Santa Margherita, Portofino. I went to Bologna. I went and saw where Christopher Columbus was born. In Genoa, I went to the mud baths in Borghese. I went to where the perfume is made in Grasse. I saw the lavender fields. I went to where the Man in the Iron Mask stayed. I stayed in the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in Cannes, France, the Hyatt Beach Regency, Hotel Negresco in Nice. I dined in a place called the Chèvre d'Or, one of the most beautiful restaurants in all of the world. At that point, it took 90 days to get a table there in a restaurant on the third corniche of the Monte Carlo. See, that's not a vacation to die for. That is a vacation to live for. The words you use, the choices you create to create your results will have an impact on who and what you attract. But in your sense of urgency, you must let go of your anxiety about failing. More people spend so much time worried about failing than they do learning the skills of success. The skills of success are typically learned at your desk, a stationary place that's about 10 square feet with a desk pad, a chair, a laptop, a computer, and a phone. And you got to be able to create your own feng shui right there in an organized state, not an overwhelmed state. But if you get overwhelmed before you start, then you'll avoid the perceived pain of the outcome that never happens. That's how people sabotage themselves. I am a master to cause and effect. In your first hour of coaching, if you're ever fortunate enough to coach with me and wait out the 12 to 14 weeks that is required to coach with me, I will break down the cause of the effect of why you do what you do. It's the events that shape your feeling, and it's not a how-to. How do I? If you continue to say, how do I stop sabotaging myself? How do I stop procrastinating? How do I stop eating cheesecake? How do I stop stuffing my feelings? That's the wrong set of questions. The questions you ask will either lead you to a result or lead you to a sabotage. And the more you understand, the way you communicate with yourself is how you communicate with others. And you've got to stop, you've got to let go of your judgment, being a hardaholic, being so difficult on yourself. Let go of the most disempowering emotion, guilt, that keeps you a victim. And if you can't get off the dime because you're so guilty, join our group tonight, Guilt Cleanse, and take a good look at the people at Post. It's a very safe place to release your guilt. Guilt is based on events. Many people have guilted us into submission. Then we have a very low energetic vibration. We don't feel comfortable asking for the order. We don't feel comfortable asking for a commitment. Then we have a story about we don't want to offend someone because we're guilty. We don't want to take someone's money because we're guilty. We don't want to push someone. That's the story we tell, even though we don't ever push anyone. We don't want to be pushy. We don't want to upset someone. We don't want to call someone at the dinner hour. We don't want to call someone at the breakfast hour. We don't want to call someone at the snack hour. We don't want to call someone they might be in bed. We create reasons to avoid success. We create reasons to avoid failing. And the more you understand why you do this, now you can be in your power. Susan has a program that she has devised over the series of years. And Susan is a master at empowering women. I am as well. At my event over the weekend, there were 62 attendees. Only 5 of them were men. It means that I understand where the power is. And if you're a woman on this call tonight and you're out of your power and you want to be in your power and Susan is your role model, or Sue Field, or Carolyn Rodriguez, or all the exceptional women, or Teresa Van Hoosen, some of the exceptional women that I've coached. I've watched Tina Gray really step into her power. I've watched Lisa Setti do that just in the last couple of years. Any single one of you have to come from this place, deserve, D-E-S-E-R-V-E. I am me, I am free. You cannot be free when you're a victim of your own victimness. You cannot be free with a set of self-talk that talks you out of success. You cannot be free by sabotaging and avoiding. You must let go. I've had the privilege of watching Scott Aaron absolutely crush it in the last couple of years. I watched one of his exceptional teammates, Carly Rubenstein, absolutely changed the way she feels and started to create results. I watched people start to buy into this great program called Isagenics. I've watched the entire company since 2003 absolutely be one of the top-tier income opportunities, wellness programs in the world. You're in the right place at the right time, but recognize it. You must let go of your control that keeps you out of control, controlling your control that keeps you controlling that control. When you let go of control, which is nonlinear, it's non-physical, it's a situation that you hold on to justify your sabotage, your avoidance, and your procrastination. When you begin to let go of the feelings that no longer serve you, when you start to have a better understanding of why people do and don't join you, why people do and don't buy, why they create objections because they can't decide, when you start to understand the inner game of the game, then you'll let go. I've had the privilege of coaching some of the most exceptional people in network marketing and direct sales in this company. I watched Jennifer Trinkner. I watched Alexis Romano, C.G. Siddons, Tara Romano, and all of them were students of Susan's. All of them followed Susan, and they followed me. Alexis Romano drove 5 hours to see Susan and I 4 years ago this summer. At that very event, she began her breakthrough process. In less than 2 years, she was a millionaire. That's 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, and 24 months. Let me tell you why you really want to become a millionaire. Well, the obvious reason is one of them would be money. Yes, that would be great to be a millionaire. That's $83,333 in a calendar month. That would get you to your first achievement of millionaire status financially. A millionaire is also someone who has the assets of a millionaire. The average millionaire in network marketing and direct sales achieves $369,000, has a net worth of $9.2 million, and has been in the industry for at least a few years. Now, do you have to be in the industry a few years? No, it's 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, and 24 months. But the number one reason that you deserve to become a millionaire is because of the person you will become. And it's not only the person you will become, but the people that join your team because of how you changed by letting go of your sabotage, your avoidance, your procrastination tendencies, your anxiety, your overwhelmed feelings, your anxiety about being rejected, about being abandoned. As you begin to address your unresolved anger, you begin to address your resentment, you begin to resist some of the situations why you hate yourself for the person you become so you can sabotage yourself. As you start to let go of your guilt and your shame, then you can be in your power. But you can't be power when you're in anxiety. Anxiety and power do not come together. And the kind of power I'm explaining to you here tonight, it's a non-physical power, it's emotional power. When you come from love, when you come from joy, bliss, and enlightenment, then people will feel you, and they will feel your goodness. Susan converses about this. Pour greatness into people. Well, what that really means is you're pouring your energy into the people who deserve it. You have to also understand the people who need it oftentimes aren't ready. You have to learn not to get disappointed because someone is not ready. Some people will incubate on the light bulb and keep it warm for a while, and then a certain situation will happen, and voila, they're ready. Other people come into the house of pleasure, and they'll create pain, and they'll exit through the outdoor. It means that they never really engaged. And for you to really start to have that sense of urgency and letting go of your sabotage, you have to engage the rules of engagement, but you have to engage yourself. You have to feel worthy, lovable, good enough, like you deserve it. You have to come from that place. And you have to be able to let go of your stuffed feelings that keep you holding on to your weight, that keep you holding on to your money, that keep you holding on to your control. As you begin to understand what letting go really means, and that letting go is non-linear, it's non-physical. Letting go is letting go of events that shape feelings, forgiving people, and really understand that the whole process of transformation begins with forgiveness of self. If you sabotage yourself, it's because you can't forgive. You continue to hold on to events and people and situations to justify your feelings. Then you sabotage yourself over and over so you can feel bad. Once you begin to feel bad, your body, here's what happens in the neurological body. As you begin to feel bad, what happens is there's a set of adrenaline that starts to go up your elevator. It reaches the top of the shaft and it creates a very small sense of dopamine. Dopamine spills into your body, but as it begins to spill, it's only a very small percent of your body. It ends up turning into cortisol, and that's what you become addicted to, is that feel bad feeling. You have a heightened sense of awareness in it because you get overwhelmed, and in your overwhelmed state, you sabotage yourself to fulfill a set of events that have now become an identity. And the more you let go of people, situations, routines, and habits that no longer serve you, and you can say, I am me, I am free, when you can create affirmation to affirm, to state, I am free today, I will no longer sabotage myself for the next 24 hours, I will not eat dessert, when you can let go of the situations and feelings that you stuff, when you let go of avoidance of success and failure, when you let go of your tendency to procrastinate, then you can be I am me, I am free. That energy creates a whole different type of awareness. That energy allows you to ask the questions in the sequence without the anxiety about making a mistake. When you have made so many mistakes in your past, it's been pointed out over and over by passive-aggressive or aggressive personalities, then you're virtually are in a neurological space where you have to explain, justify, and validate yourself. And that's what so many people do. They enter into a conversation by talking, justifying, validating, and broadcasting and telegraphing their low self-esteem so they can fulfill their sabotage, their avoidance, and their procrastination, and most importantly, their disappointment. Now, if you're on this call tonight and you've listened to this content, I'm sure Susan recorded it, and you want to get a hold of me, you can do that at 209-932-0227. I routinely take on new clients. I have a very limited window of who and how long I coach. Most of my clients rehire me over and over and over. I have a 12 to a 14-week waiting list for my coaching services. So if you want to be on that list or find out more about what I do, 209-932-0227. I have a brand new website, www.goldenmastermind.com. I have many free products that you can download, a lot of exciting new products that I'm bringing to free enterprise in 2015 and 16, a lot of internet products that are really exciting on teaching people how to really own a business, how to be in free enterprise, and how to create multiple streams of income through network marketing, direct sales, real estate, internet marketing, and specifically Isagenics. You are in the right place at the right time. The leadership of this company is on the charts as the best on the charts. Jim, Kathy, Eric, and the product developers, you unequivocally are in the right place at the right time. Then you have the top leadership in the network marketing and direct sales industry, people like Susan Sly. And with that, Susan, I'm going to go ahead and pass the call back to you. Thank you for having me on tonight's call.
Jeffrey, over 11 years, how many calls do you think we've done together?
Hundreds.
Yeah. My phone is blowing up. People are like, Oh my gosh, this is the best call ever. And I don't even normally look at my phone, but people are, you know, just going crazy for
Susan, you asked me to give my best tonight, so I gave my best.
You always bring it, brother, and this was the best of the best. It has been recorded. We are going to be sending that out. We'll be posting it on ISA Team Success. It will also go on personalpowerpodcast.com. Frequently in the first 24 hours, we get anywhere from 1 to 3,000 downloads, so I know we're going to top that. Jeffrey, you said two things, you want a call to action for people to do. One is, once you get off the call tonight, do something you have been avoiding. And I want everyone to do that. And then I want you to post and tag Jeff and share what it is you did. And then you ask people, what would you be willing to let go of in order to move forward tomorrow? And really think about that deeply, because you're all highly talented. You are able to do this business. The question is, will you be willing to let go of whatever that isn't serving you? And that was the first thing Jeffrey said on our very first coaching call. He said, what do you want to do? And I said, I want to be a millionaire. And he said, you will be and you can, but you're going to be angry about it. And, of course, then the tears started flowing, right, Jeffrey?
Yeah, like, and, you know, Susan, I still have your email from March 15th, 2005, your first $800 day. I've shown people that email in my office. I've shown Alexis Romano, Jennifer Trinkner, Bridget Bartley, Crystal Lowry. I showed them back in the day when you started. I mean, you were not an overnight success. You unequivocally are the best student I've ever had the privilege of mentoring, and I'm so proud to say, Susan, you out-earned me. That means that is so awesome.
Well, thank you. And we are amazing friends and amazing inspirers of one another, and I'm receiving that. Jeffrey, before you go, let's talk about San Diego. We are going to be doing a Millionaire Blueprint coming into that event, which is very, very exciting. And last time we sold it out, and we keep selling out this event, so look for details on that. Jeffrey, one final thing to say to everyone. I love what you mentioned about this concept of how we sabotage and we set ourselves up to feel guilty, so because somewhere that feeds us and it fuels us and it's familiar. Someone listening tonight and they don't have their celebration ticket, their celebration is going to be sold out between ICU Miami and Vancouver, and that's done, so don't count on getting a ticket. What do you want to say to them?
Do it now. Do whatever you can now. Susan, in my world, I create a couple of million a year in a few businesses. I have 2 and 3 employees that are first-class employees that work for me, and they're really collaborators. and we get it done. I mean, you've got to be able to do as much as you can possibly do now in a relaxed body. You can't be the top that spins out of control. Stop avoiding situations. Don't go to bed with unfinished projects. Go to bed feeling good about yourself. If you go to bed with unfinished projects, you will toss and turn because you will feel guilty. And if you go to bed in guilt or overwhelm, you'll tend to subluxate your neck, typically C1 or C2 in the non-dominant side of your body, because you will grind your teeth at night. You will also snore. You will not rest. You will sleep. So unfinished products create unresolved issues.
I love it. And with that, Jeffrey, thank you so much for being so generous of your time and giving of your heart and your wisdom and your knowledge. I so appreciate you.
Thank you, Susan. Love you and have a great evening.
I love you too. Goodbye, everyone. God bless. Let's rock the week and go crush it. Whatever you're taking away from Jeffrey, please go ahead. Go to our Team Success Facebook fan page. I want to hear from you. Jeffrey, I am sending the intention out there that he will be back next quarter with more wisdom. We love you guys. Get your celebration ticket. Stop procrastinating. Let's go for it. And we'll be back here next Monday night. Goodbye, everyone.